Captain on the bridge.
Yuvari, shield status.
Falling steadily. We were able to harden them against the nucleonic pulses, but not completely. And they're firing a lot more of them.
And as soon as our shields drop, we'll be vulnerable to warheads. Lorak was a better tactician than I am. Underwood, what have you got?
We think we have a weapon, Dovan. Engineering is calling it an inversion. It's a short-range isolytic burst that tears apart subspace where it hits.
Sounds promising, but it's an isolytic weapon. Commander Underwood, as our diplomatic officer, I'm required to formally ask you, does this weapon comply with the terms of the Anti-Isolytic Deployment Treaty?
Captain Dovan, as your diplomatic officer, I formally reply. Due to the prevailing state of emergency, I have been unable to ascertain this weapon's treaty status.
Good enough for Parker. Hell, he can only hang me once anyway. This weapon will work, right?
Those torpedoes will be torn apart.
Then by all means, fire at will, Yuvari.
We've given the order, sir, but engineering needs time to power it up.
How long?
They said they'd be ready 2 minutes from now.
Unfortunately, Dovan, our shields only have 60 seconds left.
Well, whoever they are, they sure know how to build a torpedo. Rawl, transfer everything you can spare to reinforce shields. Leave some juice to fly us out of here if it comes to that.
Sir? I'm not sure I can stay ahead of them.
I'm aware of that, but it might be our only option in about 40 seconds.
Sir, shields are beginning to fluctuate.
We need more time.
Bridge to engineering. We need more shield power, Ensign, and we don't care where it comes from.
You can have shields or a weapon, Bridge. Pick one.
We'll take the weapon, Ensign. Thank you.
Yuvari, prepare a firing solution. Implement the moment the inversion is ready.
Underwood, find a way to disrupt those nodes, or torpedoes, or whatever the hell they are. Buy Ada the time she needs.
I'm not much of an astrophysicist, Dovan.
Those waves feel like they're firing in some kind of pattern. Figure out what it is. I don't need a field equation. I just need 30 seconds.
Aye, sir.
Sir, shields collapsing.
Rawl, you've taken everything you can.
Yes, sir. 90% of ship's power is going to shields.
We need more!
I do not intend for this to be my graceful end. Engineering, I need that inversion, now!
We're trying.
Shields are gone.
12 seconds to inversion.
Mr. Rawl, take us...
Dovan, the pattern. It's 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, Dovan. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11...
Jehoshaphat! Engineering, turn off the inversion. I repeat, cancel the inversion, now!
Sir, what the hell?
Mr. Rawl, transfer all power to navigational screens.
Sir... Those screens will leave us defenseless against these...
Just do it, mister! Underwood, did we stop the inversion in time?
Yes, Dovan.
Oh, thank the great bird.
I don't understand, Captain.
Do you think they've given up?
If they have, it's our fault. Can you...
Yes, I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. But I'm gonna need my protocol pads brought up here. Something tells me this could take a while.
Understood. By the book, Underwood. Mr. Rawl, thank engineering for me, for working so hard, then stopping just in time.
Yes, sir.
Captain, what the hell is going on?
2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, Lieutenant.
Those are definitely numbers.
Prime numbers, Lieutenant.
Focus, Underwood.
Righto.
Okay, prime numbers. Oh my god. The first contact protocol.
Exactly. All the way back to Space Boomer days, the universal signal of intelligent alien life has been a prime number sequence.
Because prime number sequences don't appear in nature.
Right. Those subspace nodes, they're not torpedoes. They weren't attacking us. They're intelligent creatures, and they just asked us if we are too.
And we almost killed them.
Almost. They must have been trying to use our shields for some reason.
It was a sounding board, sir. If they communicate by nucleonic pulses, hitting our shields was the only way to get our attention. I thought the resonance frequencies were a byproduct of the attack. Now I can see. Those resonance frequencies are a form of inflection. Language.
Can you adjust the deflector screens to compensate?
I'm changing the notation, sir. If they try to make another transmission, we'll be able to read it without losing the deflectors. It'll pass right through them.
That makes us sitting ducks, Captain.
I'll make a note in my log. Underwood, you ready?
Just now, Dovam. We have a transmitter, though search me how the translator will handle syntax.
Well, then we better give it something to work with. Transmit at all resonances in all lingua codes. This is the Federation Starship Excelsior. We're happy to meet you.
Message sent, Dovam. And we're receiving a reply. Universal Translator locking on.
Lieutenant Yubari, I believe you have my resignation letter queued up in the outbox.
Yes, sir, I do. Ready to transmit the moment we're in range of Starbase.
Delete it for me, will you?
Right away, sir.
Dovan, I'm not sure what to make of this message.
Why? What's the translator giving you?
That's the problem. The translator thinks they're saying something like, it is not ours. Well, they've said it several times. I think it's important.
Well, you're the diplomat. Ask them what it is.
Right.
Sir, two more subspace nodules just appeared off our port bow. They're carrying an object in some kind of tractor beam.
Identify the object.
Sir, it's a Gevenon orbital shuttlecraft.
Life signs?
Two. A Trill male and an Orion female. Vitals weak, but stable.
Lords of Kobol. Sick bay. Emergency transport. Underwood, thank them for me. You have the bridge.
Of course.
Permission to join you, Captain?
Granted. Call relief, then meet me down there.